Dr. Sabik, taking office note on patient Wendy Trahan, T-R-A-H-A-N, Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, date of birth is 4/25/1970, per paragraph. The patient is 55-year-old white female who has best medical history significant for one kidney donation to her husband in June 2023, next depression, next migraine headaches, next insomnia. Period paragraph. Patient has been having symptoms of decreased energy, leg cramping, nausea, no vomiting, no appetite, weight loss, lightheadedness, shortness of breath, not feeling well in general. Over the last few weeks, she had been seen at Methodist Hospital for her almost 2 years follow-up, and some labs were drawn that were reported to be normal, except for high vitamin B12 level. She's presenting to my office for further opinion. Her past surgical history includes kidney donation with left robotic assisted living donor nephrectomy in June 23, 2023. Next, augmentation breast surgery with prosthetic implants. Next, bunionectomy. Next, cardiac EP procedure. Next, pacemaker replacement. Next, hysterectomy. Next, orthopedic surgery. Paragraph. Go back to past medical history and put the following history also. History of atrial flutter, atrial fibrillation. History of anisocoria. History of glaucoma. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is married with two kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She works in purchasing. Allergies, she has no drug allergies. Period paragraph. Review systems reveals decreased energy overall, leg cramping positive, nausea positive, no vomiting. Vision is fine, no headaches lately, no decreased appetite, positive, occasional vomiting reported earlier, no abdominal pain. She does have weight loss of 4 pounds in the last couple of weeks. Lightheadedness positive, shortness of breath positive, no cough, no chest pain, no melena, constipation positive. She goes every 2 weeks or so. Her last bowel movements was yesterday, no leg swelling reported. She does report problem urinating with decreased urinary flow and incomplete bladder emptying at times and vaginal dryness. Period paragraph. No leg swelling. While the systems reviewed are negative, immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications are reviewed and include the following. Albuterol, metered dose inhaler, baclofen, bupropion, extend release, 300 mg daily, vitamin B12, and hydroxyzine, period paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils on the active palatal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and intake sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema, noted, period paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. No mass finesse chew, no murmurs heard, no friction. Her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen is soft. She has minimal epigastric tenderness and palpation. She does have mid-lower abdominal discomfort on palpation. No guarding rebound or rigidity noted. Extremities, no edema on the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available from recent Methodist data include the following. From 4/30/2025, sodium 139, potassium 3.9, chloride 102, total CO2 25, BUN19, creatinine 1.71, estimated GFR 35, down from baseline of around 44, and creatinine around 1.3. Albumin 3.7, normal liver enzymes. Total CPK is 94, CRP 0.94, folate 12.9, B12 level more than 4,000, hsCRP is 0.94, white count 5.1, hemoglobin 12.5, platelet count is 301, sed rate was 10, A1C 5.5, urine analysis shows small leukocyte esterase, no evidence of infection, RPR was non-reactive, hepatitis B surface antigen was non-reactive, hepatitis C antibody was non-reactive. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left kidney donor with worsening kidney function and poor general health, not feeling well. Differential diagnosis is broad. She does have symptoms of decreased urination and obstructive symptoms. We're going to assess bladder ultrasound, post-void residual, and urine ultrasound. We are going to give her a straight vaginal cream to help with her symptomatology. We're going to do a 4-in-1 workup to rule out possible other etiologies of her decreased kidney function. Period paragraph. Chronic constipation is a problem. We're going to put her on a bowel regimen to help her with that. Next diagnosis, leg cramping. Patient will be placed on magnesium supplementation. Patient is to continue her current medications at the current time until we can get the workup done. And then we will advise accordingly after that and report. Thanks.